Buddy, this is my first podcast ever, and I'm super, super excited to do this one. Well, I'm a little bit nervous too, but I guess it's gonna be fine. So, today I brought you a mystery missing case of a young boy named Alfred Bielhartz. So, let me just tell you about him. Alfred Bielhartz was a 4-year-old boy when his family went for a camping trip to Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado. So, let me just tell you about his family. His family was him, his mom and dad, and 10 siblings. Yes, 10 siblings. And if you include Alfred, including him, we got 11 siblings, and that is definitely huge. And so they started hiking beside a creek in that Rocky Mountain National Park. And they were hiking, you know, casual family stuff, having fun. But they were unaware of what was going to hit them like a truck. Alfred's parents looked away for a millisecond. Yes, millisecond. And when they looked back, Alfred was gone. Yes, you heard that right. Alfred was gone within a fraction of a second. How is that possible? How can a small 4-year-old boy go away on his own within a second? Not even a second, a fraction of a second. And so what happened, they were shocked and they started searching for him, starting calling out his name as they thought he might not have gone very far as he was such a small, tiny little baby. Okay, not a baby, but a toddler who had vanished into thin air without any footprints or any signs of disappearance. So they start calling out his name and searching for him, but nothing was found, not even a footprint. So then, after within 45 minutes of his disappearance, more than 100 civilian corps members started searching for him. But again, no trace, no signs, no footprints. They were just clueless. So they assumed that he might have fell and drowned into the creek beside which they were walking. So it was pretty rational of them to think like that, because how can a 4-year-old boy disappear into thin air without any signs or without any trace? So they did not waste any time and they blocked the river. Yes, they blocked the flow of the river at a stretch of 6 miles. Yes, 6 miles for 5 days. And they searched for those 5 consecutive days. But again, still, nothing was found. Nothing was found. It was pretty rational of them to think like that he might have fell in the river. But what actually happened is unknown and probably will never, ever, ever be known. So they searched for 5 days. Again, nothing was found. No signs. No hope was left for his family. Then what happened was bloodhounds came into the scene. So bloodhounds are dogs which have a great ability to smell. They help a lot in finding missing people and solving cases. But this time they failed too. Nothing was found again. What kind of entity, what kind of thing was with that boy that took him this far? So one day passes by and a hiker couple, unaware of his disappearance, reported the authorities of the national park that while hiking, they saw a little boy on an elevation called the Devil's Nest. Yes, that gave me chills running down my spine. That thing was called the Devil's Nest, and they assumed that this boy might have been Alfred, but they didn't know that. So I'm telling you what they told the authorities. So, as soon as they glanced at the little boy on that elevation called the Devil's Nest, that creepy, freaky name, Devil's Nest, as soon as they glanced at him, he jogged away. Yes, something, someone, some kind of entity pulled him back as soon as they looked at him. Pretty terrifying, I know. So, again, the authorities started searching for him, looking for him. Everything possible was done. But again, no trace, no sign, no footprints. After some time, he was supposedly sighted walking along a road with a man in Nebraska. Yes, a different state, Nebraska. How irrational can it get? I don't understand. This story start this case started with a boy disappearing in a millisecond. Then it went so far that he was not even found at that national park. He was found in some other state, Nebraska. So, what do you think about this case? Can a 4-year-old boy disappear in a millisecond without any trace? His disappearance will complete 81 years on 2 July 2019. I know it's terrifying. What cases would you like me to discuss next time? So until then, take care and be safe. Bye bye.